Good morning. You're listening to PSA Today, a community forum for public affairs hosted by Jessica Levity for Wilkes Broadcast Group in Reno. The purpose of this 30-minute show is to give a platform to our local community builders and to promote public service. So sit back, relax, and learn what your fellow citizens are up to.
Good morning and welcome to PSA Today. On today's show from Billinghurst Middle School, I've got Maddie, Carlos, and Eli. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, so somebody up to the mic and tell us what we're promoting today.
So we are Zazu, Scar, and Rafiki from Billinghurst's production of The Lion King Jr.
And what makes it Jr.?
That basically means that it's more kid-friendly, I would say.
Okay, because The Lion King is kind of a terrifying show.
It'll still be terrifying.
Oh, hey there. So tell me about the individual roles that you're playing, what the audition process was like, and how being in this play has been awesome.
I am Zazu, and the audition process for me was we had to sing one of the songs in the show. We had to see how would the character walk, talk, how they would react to stuff. We would cold read some lines, and then we all got together for callbacks. We did the same thing, but we actually had a script in front of us. We did the same thing over again. This play's been really fun to be a part of because the practices, we all just have fun, really. And it's really funny when someone's missing because we always step in for someone else's line, have no clue what we're doing. It's awesome, though.
That's awesome. How has being in theater, like, helped you as a young student?
So this is my third show at Billinghurst, and it's just really fun because I love music, and so, yeah.
What is your background? Are you a singer? Are you a dancer? What are you?
I sing a lot.
Yeah.
So it's really fun.
Anyway. All right. Get up to the mic here, quiet one. Behind you.
Oh, Carlos.
Carlos, talk to me about your experience.
My experience in theater is, you know, with these shows, I've been doing it for 3 years now. I'm more of an actor than a singer. But I am certainly a singer as well. So.
He's wearing a Metallica shirt. Let the record be shown. How old are you?
I'm 13.
13. You terrify me.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't be sorry. I think you've got a fantastic presence. How many people are in the cast?
80.
Wow, that's a huge cast.
Yeah.
And you guys have three shows coming up. You want to talk about that, Maddie?
Yeah. So our first show is on the 11th, and it is at 7 o'clock, and then we have a matinee and another 7 o'clock show on the 12th, and the matinee is at 1.
So all this work for just three shows, one weekend only.
Yeah, I mean, but in the end, it is really, really worth it because, you know, we spend all this time and energy for something that's truly going to make an impact on people. And I know that when I was watching these shows from Billinghurst as an elementary schooler, I thought, you know, one day I'm going to be up there and, you know, look where I am right now. So that's pretty great.
That is really great. Well, how do people get tickets? Can they buy them at the door? Can they buy them in advance?
They can buy them at the door, but if you go to showtixforyou.com, you can buy them there.
Perfect. And you guys have a song prepared for us, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, bring it.
Na singonya mabaki baba. Na singonya mabaki baba. Hilale. Season go, Hilale. Ingonyama nengwenyama bala, Ingonyama nengwenyama bala, Ingonyama nengwenyama bala. From the day we arrive on the planet and blinking. Step into the sun. There is more to see than can ever be seen. More to do than can ever be done. There is is far too much to take in here. More to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all through despair.
Gave me goosebumps, girl. All right, you got one more. You can't be shy. You're about to debut in a musical.
Zazu does not sing.
Okay.
He just talks in time.
We also have a small scene.
Okay. Oh, perfect. You guys can give me whatever you want.
I never thought hyenas essential. You're crude and unspeakably plain. But maybe you've a glimmer of potential. If allies to my vision and brain. I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expressions, the lights are not all on upstairs. But we're talking kings and successions. Even you can be caught unawares. So prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer. And where do you feature? Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded. But at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously square, be prepared.
Yeah! Wow, you were born for that role. Good job. You encompass the dark side really well. I love it. And you guys have one scene you wanted to do?
Well, between us.
Okay, do it.
Scene 10, shall we begin?
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow.
Oh, Zazu, do lighten up. Sing something with little bounce in it.
Let it go, let it go.
No. Anything but that. Oh, Zazu, here I am at the pinnacle, yet the view is bleak. What is wrong with this picture?
You're in it, sire.
Yeah! Oh, you guys threw in Frozen reference. That's funny. Very talented. For middle school, I am blown away. So again, it's Billinghurst Middle School presents Lion King Jr. March 11th at 7 p.m., March 12th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Anything else you guys want to add before we go?
Hope you can come because it's going to be a show of a lifetime.
Absolutely. Maddie, Carlos, Eli, thank you so much for coming on the radio today. Break legs out there, okay? All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more talented kids.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All in together now. We can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up.
Cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out.
Cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down.
Cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out.
We eat healthy stuff.
Today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up.
Because we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around.
Because we know how to play.
We'll drop it down.
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Meryl Streep. There's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can: colorectal cancer. It's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., but it is almost entirely preventable. Screening finds polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. If you're over 50, get screened for colorectal cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Terrence Howard. My mother was the cornerstone of our family. She shaped me as an actor, a musician, as a human being. So when she was diagnosed with colon cancer, it was like our whole family got cancer. And she died when she was only 56, so this is personal. Now, hopefully, my heartbreak is your wake-up call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but you can prevent this disease. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. I've been screened. If you think that you're at an increased risk like I am, ask your doctor when to start screening. And if you're 50 or older, get screened. I don't have my mother anymore. So please, do everything that you can to stay around for yourself and for your family. Screening saves lives.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good morning. Welcome back to PSA Today. On the second half of today's show, I've got the cast, well, part of the cast from Mary Poppins at Reed High School. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right. In the room right now, I've got Adam, Jake, Jamie, Natalie, and director Gianna. Hi, Gianna.
Hi,
forgot to tell you
Jess.
To step up to the mic. Okay. This is something, because you are Reno local, who moved to the East Coast to do big, important things, but you come back every year to direct the musical at Reed High School. Talk about that.
My best friend since I was 12 years old is the choir director at Reed High School. And so we've always had the dream of having our own program together. So 4 years ago, she asked me I was unhappy at my job, and she asked me if I wanted to come to Reno to direct Les Miserables with her, which is like our dream come true. So I did, and then I became addicted to coming back every year. And I mean, winter on the East Coast is not very fun, so that's one thing. But the bigger thing is the kids are amazingly talented and a real pleasure to work with. And it's a challenge for me. It's 60 kids in the cast every year. It's a lot of kids, plus 30 in crew. So it's a really good experience that I don't get to do on the East Coast.
So talk about your background.
I grew up here in Reno, and I was part of the community theater scene my whole life. I lost my first tooth in the theater. my dad is a director here, and so I just grew up watching him do what he does. Anytime he needed help with a stagehand, help with house, with ushering, with being a page turner for a musical, whatever it may be, I filled the role. So I've been doing that ever since I could walk.
Oh, that's such a great anecdote. I hope
Thanks.
You do that for like
You said it before.
Yeah, totally. So what made you choose Mary Poppins this year?
That's a great question. I think the reason we chose Mary Poppins this year is because for the past 4 years, we've stepped up the game every single year. And so we were trying to look at all the musicals that were available to us that would mean stepping up the game, making it bigger, making it more amazing. So Mary Poppins has magic and it has all of these wonderful things. And we knew who we would have audition. And so we kind of thought about who the kids may be and what kind of cast we would have. But most importantly, we wanted to step it up a notch. So hyper-realism as far as like the bank's house goes and the bank itself and all that stuff mixed with magic and having to create magic, which is hard.
It. Did you figure out how to fly Mary Poppins?
Yeah. We have a plan. We have a plan.
Signed a little bit of a waiver there, didn't you?
Signing waivers, getting plans. She's going up. Bert also flies for a brief moment, which will be really fun. It's a really exciting process.
Oh, well done. And who helps you with the sets? Are kids help like involved on every level?
Kids are involved on every single level. And also what is amazing is that we have some of the most outstanding parent volunteers that I've ever come in contact with in my entire life. These people come in and give us like a full-time job's worth of time and effort for free because they love the program and they want to see it succeed. So we have this awesome dad, Kevin Schwartz, that comes in and just knows everything and designs and builds the sets for us. And then we have a handful, like I can't even list all the names of all the parents that come to help every weekend and twice a week during Tech Crew.
I think sometimes what I'm most impressed by is sometimes you go see, you know, a professional show and you're like, ugh, that was like a high school performance. But you go and see your high school kids and it's not a high school performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
It's true. We've set the bar really high, I think. And it keeps, like I said, it just keeps getting higher and higher every year, which is great. We're supposed to be preparing them to enter the world in and do this professionally. And so as close to professionalism as we can possibly get to show them, the better it is for everyone.
I get really jealous when I go to see your shows because I didn't have even an ounce of that talent when I was that age, much less doing anything cool with it.
Aww.
So let's get some kids up to the mic. I'd love to hear about your guys' experience in theater, specifically why being in a theater show amongst all of the other things you have to deal with as a teenager, why you continue to do this work.
The reason I love being in the theater program and continuing to come out and do these shows, even though I'm one of the busiest people I know, is that I love to see the way it affects people. That you have people come in and see these shows, and they leave wanting to be a part of the world you just showed them.
Mm.
That you're on stage and you paint this picture, you paint this whole world that they want to be a part of. That they go out and they're like, I want to go hang out with Mary Poppins in the park.
Yeah.
I want to go dance with the chimney sweeps with Bert. And so it's that look you see on their faces when they leave, that look of awe, that look of admiration that keeps me coming back.
Man, that was a really good answer. Anyone else want to step up and give your voice about why you continue to add extra things to your plate, even though you're already so busy?
Well, I guess just at the end of the day, this is really just what we love to do. More than anything else, more than any of our obligations or anything that we're supposed to do, we love to sing, we love to dance and act and just have fun with each other. So this is just what we're passionate about.
Do any of you plan on going on into theater or musical theater or music past high school?
I plan to like major in musical theater and try to audition for Broadway and stuff, because over the last few years I've really found like just it's all I want to do. I don't want to do like focus on anything else. I don't want to focus on sports that I used to do or my schoolwork. Like it's just amazing. It's the greatest experience I have, being up on stage and seeing a crowd of people who just like are so invested in everything that you're doing up there.
Amen. That's how you know you found your passion, says the boy wearing a cross-country shirt right now. I love it. So you guys have prepared some snippets for us, which is great, because I know last year people were listening to the interview, heard your cast sing, and went to see the show because of how blown away they were. So what are we doing first here, Jonna? All right, and they're going a cappella. Keep in mind, it won't be a cappella at the show.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chiri. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim true. Good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you. Or blow me a kiss.
Pert.
And that's lucky too.
Wow. I have full body goosebumps right now. Wow, you guys just blow me away. I can't even believe it. All right, who's next?
Being Mrs. Banks, being kissed by you, a man of dreams who made me feel that wishes could come true. And now, although you're lost, it's time that we closed ranks. I'll fight for the man who needs freeing, the real you whom no one is seeing, and you'll find a way of just being. Being Mr. Banks.
Wow. If you need to buy your tickets right now, people, Mary Poppins, March 10th through the 12th, 17th through the 19th at Reed High School. Tickets can be bought at the door. Tickets can be bought online.
Online at showtix4u, the number four, the letter U,
.com.
Yeah.
And it's the most popular ticket website. We just did an interview with Billinghurst Middle School, same ticket website.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else? Did you guys have one more song or a scene or something? Anything else you want to add before we go?
I would like to add that, in case it wasn't clear, that I love these kids so much, and I cannot wait for everybody to come see them and see what an amazing job and how hard they've worked over the past few weeks.
Amen to that. So in the first part of this episode, when we were talking to the Billinghurst Middle School cast of Lion King Jr., they were describing going to see these high school and middle school musicals when they were much younger, and that being the moment that they were like, I want to do this. So if you're listening right now and you've got kids and you want to inspire them to do something with their creativity and their talent, take them to see this show. Again, it's Mary Poppins at Reed High School, March 10th through the 12th, 17th through the 19th. Any matinees?
Sunday matinees. Yep, Sunday matinees at 2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Saturday matinees at 2. Yes, there are matinees on Saturday at 2, on both the Saturdays at 2.
All right. Cool. And I'm sure a full schedule can be found on the ticket website.
Yep.
If you want to go see this show, you're not going to miss it. That's basically it.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for
coming
Jess.
In.
Thanks for being amazing.
Thank you.
If you know an organization or event that would benefit from some time on air with me, you can email me at publicaffairs@wilksreno.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
But with you.
Can't sing, I reached out.
What you hear isn't just any beat. It's the actual heartbeat of a child in need. This is Ryan Tedder from One Republic. The beat of our new song, Feel Again, was created with heartbeats of children in need. Find out how it can help frontline health workers save millions of children at everybeatmatters.org.
Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Hi, I'm Lynn Warney, President of the Nevada State Education Association. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Hi, I'm Lynn Warney, President of the Nevada State Education Association. Dr. Seuss was right. Reading is the key to learning. Studies have shown that kids who read and are read too do better in school and in life. The best part is, it doesn't matter what you read, the classics or the comics. Whatever sparks a student's interest, football, dance, trains, there's a book about it just waiting to be read, a door just waiting to open. And if your student hasn't found the joy of reading yet, try thinking outside the book. Read baseball cards together. Try doing crossword puzzles or word games, or have your child read a favorite recipe to you. They read, you measure the chocolate chips. Encouraging a love of reading now is a gift that pays off over a lifetime. So go read and help a child succeed.
A message from the Nevada State Education Association.
So yesterday I was in the park and I just happened to run into this guy named Mike who served in Iraq. I served in Vietnam as a Marine. Then he asked,
"So I've been feeling down, having a hard time. Now does it get any better?"
It will get better. Paralyzed Veterans of America will help you. They helped me get my health care and VA benefits and rebuild my life.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org.
Whoa, a digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Glad you like it. We can finally toss out that old massive stereo.
Mom, you can't just throw out electronics. They need to be recycled or donated.
Recycled? Like aluminum cans?
Yeah. You just go to greenergadgets.org, enter your zip code, and it tells you where the nearest certified recycling center is.
I knew that.
Okay, Mom.
Recycling electronics is as easy as buying them. Log on to greenergadgets.org to find electronics recycling options near you.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council. You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over 1 million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.